and Sudbury with a 10-minute roundup of news from around the country and around the world. The headlines: a campaigner for organ donations says Jonah Lomu's illness will raise awareness of the issue. Protesters are trying to block access to the French resort where the G8 summit is being held. And electricity cuts are looking less likely, with both power savings and lake levels up. A man who's trying to raise public awareness about organ donations says Jonah Lomu's illness will raise awareness of the need for more donors. The All Black is undergoing dialysis after a sudden deterioration in his kidney disease, nephritis, and doctors say he will need a transplant. Murray Williams has more.
Andy Tookey of Auckland went to Parliament last month with a petition seeking more publicity for organ donation, more training for doctors in dealing with the families of prospective donors, and government support for recuperating live donors. Mr. Tookey started the campaign after learning his young daughter will need a liver transplant, and he hopes Lomu's case will make people more aware of the issue. And he says improving the number of donors makes financial sense.
Dialysis costs $60,000 a year, and these people are on it for 4 or 5 years, whereas the transplant only costs $70,000 with minimal ongoing costs, so the government would make a huge saving.
Andy Tookey says half of potential donors are lost because doctors are reluctant to approach families after someone dies. This is Murray Williams.